Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 6th of February, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and actually, it's a quiet day. That's true of stock markets, where we had a mixed performance in Asia. The European stock markets appear to have been slightly easier almost across the boards, but we're talking about less than 1%, mostly declines in the 0.25% or below, certainly below 0.5%. In the Americas, Wall Street closed with tiny losses, and that's near the highs of the day, actually, because it had been down, it had shown moderate declines. Mexico was firm, up 1%. And Brazil reversed an earlier decline, but to close unchanged. In long-dated government bonds, prices are firmer, it seems, across the boards. The U.S. dollar is mixed here. It's a little bit firmer against the euro, and also against the Aussie. Gold had a little bit of downside follow-through here today. It's currently at 1720. That's down $6.25. And we saw similar modest declines by the other precious metals. They had been weaker this morning, but pared back those losses somewhat. In industrial commodities, the real story is crude oil. Now, the WTI closed a little bit weaker, although almost a dollar off its lows. It's currently 97.20. But Brent, which seesawed a little bit, has broken through that 115 and a bit lateral resistance, and is currently 116 and 30-something cents. More on that in a moment. Among the industrial metals, they were mostly mixed. Again, other commodities mostly mixed, although natural gas bounced back it's a small rise in natural gas. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it couldn't have been a better start to the year, really, could it? Just stunning gains, but we're now overbought in the short term, and it's a testimony to the momentum move and the conversion that this has generated among many investors. When just think about that background near the end of December, with all that talk of global depression and collapse of the euro and so on, it seems like ages ago, doesn't it? Well, it was real, and it reflected the amount of money that had been taken out of stock markets and that had gone back into cash. And this rally has obviously, which started with short covering, but very quickly began to draw some of that money back into the market, and it's become self-feeding momentum move ever since. Now, following all those gains from mid-December, we clearly are overbought here in the short term, as I've been mentioning in these broadcasts. And the question really is, do we get such a strong momentum move that we just see these little brief consolidations of a few days at a time, a narrow pause, before pushing a bit higher? Well, that's what we've seen certainly over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, that just brings the market a little bit closer to the inevitability of that next somewhat bigger reaction and consolidation phase. I don't think it's going to be a full-blown correction, certainly not from these levels. The action's been too good. I don't think it's a reaction that we need to worry about overly. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know whether we will see markets all come down at once, showing a very, very high correlation in both directions. The high-frequency trading dominance of volume has tended to create that type of an environment, and that adds to volatility, obviously, and it makes people a little bit more nervous. Currently, we've been in a melt-up phase, so we can't rule out the possibility of a short, sharp reaction. I think there's enough underlying support in the chart patterns to cushion the downside, to keep it within the newly formed uptrends that you see from those lows that were being reached variously from August through October, before the upward trend was established. So be on the lookout, as I say, for sudden downward dynamics that would perhaps signal the onset of that next reaction. So say it may occur. It may occur with a high degree of correlation, or it may occur on a rotational basis, which would be more normal with what we used to see back before the 2008 period, when the logarithmic trading, high-frequency trading was becoming a much more dominant factor. Overall, though, we're in a cyclical bull phase, and I think the chart patterns and the background, most important factor overall, of course, being the accommodative monetary policy, can support higher levels over the medium term. And I think that may well include less worrying GDP figures than people have been expecting in recent months. In other words, I think we'll see modestly stronger GDP growth than the consensus. And that's been the case with the U.S. for a while. In terms of long-dated government bond prices, clearly the QE still has the upper hand here, and banks are still playing the yield curve, and so they may well range near their highs, or yields range near their lows for a while longer. In terms of currencies, as you know, the dollar has largely been a risk-off trade. We have mostly a ranging environment overall, but the outstanding move in the last few weeks has been the improvement in relative performance of the Asian currencies and other growth currencies. And that makes sense overall. Confidence returning. It's been good for fuller money themes, because they had been hit during the second half of last year by decline in stock markets. They tend to be higher beta, and compounded by the decline in the currencies. Well, that's all played the other way around this time. We've had the strengthening currencies and the better rallies from the growth economies, better growth stock markets rather, than from the developed stock markets. And so that's been impressive. And then one of the three markets which has punched through its 2011 high, the NASDAQ index, that's been extremely impressive. The other two are South Africa and the Philippines, and full points to them, but that's nowhere near as significant as the NASDAQ 100 index's performance. So that Wall Street leash effect remains favorable. And I think that following this reaction and consolidation phase that I've mentioned, we will see more stock market indices take out their 2011 highs. So I remain optimistic this cyclical bull market will take us higher, but probably we get that pause and consolidation first. In industrial metals, again, they are a little bit overbought in the short term, but they're certainly not expensive. And copper has been leading the way overall, and I do expect to see higher levels over the medium term. Precious metals, gold had that downside key day reversal on Friday. It was on a bit of a stalk, having seen a terrific recovery from its reaction lows in the low $1,500 region. So we did get a bit of downside follow-through here today, and that adds to evidence that we're probably in a corrective phase overall. Now, so don't be surprised if we see a bit further pullback in gold, but there's probably a good chance that it holds 50% or more of its gains of the last several weeks, and establishes a higher low prior to some renewed strength. Now, crude oil is the real wild card in here as far as the bullish script for stock markets are concerned. The problem's not with WTI right now. That's reflecting the rapidly increasing production coming from the United States, particularly it's the U.S. shale oil. But the Brent price, which is the more important one internationally, is certainly reflecting the Middle East tensions, particularly the saber rattling that's been going on with Iran. Obviously, this talk of a strike against Iran does not help. Certainly, the U.S. isn't going to do it. Would Israel? Well, I think it would be rash, but I'm not making the policy, obviously. The U.S. would discourage them from doing it. So my guess is that it's going to continue to be saber rattling. But that, as I say, remains the wild card, and it is a potential game changer if we were to get a spike in the price of Brent crude oil. Right now, as I say, it's just firm within the ranging pattern that we've seen over the last many months. And I think that's pretty much it. Interesting. Mostly quiet markets, looking for a bit of consolidation. All the best.